The rest of the story. On Earth, time moves in two directions, inevitably forward, and as archaeologists dig deeper into our past, backward. And so it is that as we hurry to meet our destinies, we learn more about who and what and when and where we have been. Of course, some questions whispered by the inscrutable artifacts found in an archaeological dig will never be answered. Now, I want you to forget everything you've just heard, and I want you to visit with me the site of a remarkable excavation in England. It's not quite 300 kilometers north of Stonehenge. The site is called Blackpool. They're draining a lake there, an entire lake, draining it slowly, carefully. The shoreline is receding an inch at a time as the great pumps do their work. There has been no preliminary investigation of the lake bed, no hard evidence of anything that might tempt scientists to look further. For until the water is all but completely drained away, nobody involved in the project could possibly have imagined the rest of the story. The first artifacts to be withdrawn from the site were teeth, and apparently human teeth. The workers were at first astonished, then even more so, for upon closer examination, the teeth turned out not to be real teeth, but rather imitations of human teeth, fashioned from non-biological material. And then, more teeth were found, and still more. And then something different, something even more remarkable, a human eye, either preserved through petrification or perfectly replicated. But a human eye, no doubt about it. That was when a worker shouted, "Hey, come over here and look at this." And the others ran to see what he had found, and it appeared to be matted, shaggy fur, like part of an animal pelt. But when that specimen was examined closer, it turned out to be human hair. Human hair. And then it was that the workers realized what they had discovered, that this lake at Blackpool had served as a burial ground for human prostheses, false teeth, false eyes, false hair. And before the lake draining operation was complete, other artifacts were removed. Jewelry, children's toys, each helping us look into the past. Purses, wallets, hats of all kinds. Artifacts deposited in this lake during years past, utterly unwillingly. Utterly unwillingly, for you see, there's something about Blackpool. It's a contemporary English seaside vacation spot, and it has an amusement park. It has an amusement park with a roller coaster called the Big Dipper. And the Big Dipper does its biggest dipping and twisting and turning high above a lake. And that's the lake that was drained just last month to reveal an assortment of personal effects, dentures, glass eyes, toupees, all of the things with which pleasure seekers are likely to part when shouting at the top of their lungs while they're upside down. And now you know the rest of the story.